This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Every month, our literary producer and Washington State Poet Laureate Elizabeth Austin joins us to introduce us to another Northwest poet. Elizabeth, who did you bring in today?
Today, I want to introduce you to the work of Martha Kreiner. She's a local poet who's also a registered nurse. And so for the past 5 years, Martha's worked with the Healthcare for the Homeless Network, providing medical services in shelters and day centers.
That job sounds so intense, Elizabeth. Does Martha actually write about her work?
Sometimes she does. And when I heard Martha read this poem recently as part of the Jack Straw Writers Program, I was struck by what a stunning example it is of a good poet's ability to transform experience into art and to elevate something we'd probably otherwise overlook. I'll let Martha introduce the poem herself.
There are plenty of great things that happen at work, like patients tell me terrible jokes and make me laugh, or tell me about books they're reading, or pick up each other's medicines from the pharmacy. I also see plenty that I have a hard time with, and usually that boils down to somebody that I care about who is suffering in a way that I can't stand. And those situations often inspire poems. I always have to kind of collage together details out of respect for people's privacy, but the impetus for this poem comes from a very particular person who didn't get his final wish. He wanted to die anywhere but the street. I wish him much moss furring the edge of the sidewalk his head landed on for the last time last week. I wish him a mattress of newly chipped bark to soften the slab of dirt beneath the shrubs he stumbled in. I wish all the landmarks he needs, he has. Maybe this orange safety cone and this tall bicyclist of glittering paint marking the bike lane, two stretched ovals for wheels, and this waist-high plastic box, the shape of a house, keeping real estate flyers dry. But not that sign. I hope no sign forbids him now to sit or lie down from 9 to 7 in the downtown commercial zone where a single hubcap spins by. It turns like an abandoned helm, slow, unpolished, captainless. Caged bulbs light shipping containers from inside, laid end to end, glossed white and corrugated. They make a bright hull in this construction area, its sea of cranes, their heavy hooks. The festival of wooden boats, he loved that festival, is over. A fat sparrow cheeps. The power lines rig some skyward vessel. Nailheads dot the plywood walk, also brushed white. He wanted to die anywhere but the street, where the fern waves its fingers in the dryer vent's forced heat, and the storm drain rusts to flakes in the gutter. Let his body be wrapped in sailcloth and stones. Let the board he somewhere lies on be hefted over a rail. Where the road swells uphill, let the loud ship of our city cut her engines so we may send him down the varnished pathway and sailing into the ultimate blue. There, where the clover surges wide down both sides of the avenue.
That's Martha Kreiner reading her poem, He Wanted to Die Anywhere But the Street. And Elizabeth Austin, that is part elegy, part obituary, and sort of journalism, part the story of the homeless in Seattle.
Exactly. It asks us to stop and see. which I think is part of what makes it so remarkable. But I also couldn't help but want to know from Martha, what does writing the poem offer her as the person who is working day in and day out with people who live on the street? So I asked her how poetry helps, and here's what she said.
It's a do-over. It's a really giant do-over. And that's often what I'm up to, because I just can't stand how it actually is or how it actually was. And, you know, I don't most of the time want to be writing about work. I'd prefer to be doing something else or thinking about something else. But these, I don't know, it's like the only response I can have that's adequate is an imaginative one. It's like poetry is helping me in a way that nothing else can. I think art and poetry has more room in it than I personally do. It's a wider container, so my experience is frequently one of having this thought of, I can't tolerate this, I don't accept this, I don't understand why things are as they are. And the poem can widen out in a way that I find difficult to do without art. It was literally working on the images in the poem I just shared that allowed me to widen out, because I was so focused on the sidewalk and I thought, well, what else is physically here? And that was a guide for me. I think poems are smarter than we are a lot of the times. Certainly smarter than I am.
That was poet and nurse Martha Kreiner. You'll find links to more information about her, the Jack Straw Writers Program, and Healthcare for the Homeless at our website, kuow.org. Elizabeth Austin, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome, Marcy.